This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. So we've got one last question here before we wrap up this episode. I saved the best, or you, I guess you could say worst, for last. And this is one that came up probably every 2 to 3 people. I mean, this was the heavy hitter. And can anybody guess what the biggest challenge is when it comes to playing D&D?
How to ask someone to leave your table.
Scheduling. No.
Oh,
yes. Scheduling. Oh. A D&D session.
How to get people
session.
At your table.
Getting them there. If they're there, you can like then move on to more challenging things like asking them to leave. But people are having problems with scheduling, and I totally feel it. Especially because a lot of us are adults, and contrary to common belief, we are not all just like people that live in our parents' basement with no job or no life. Like, we've got jobs, we've got things to do, and so coordinating all of us adults at one time can be a little bit challenging. And that's the number one challenge that people, from what I've seen, tend to face, is scheduling. So what have you guys done to try to overcome or deal with scheduling conflicts, or getting people together, you know, on a frequent enough basis that your story can feel like it's actually moving and unfolding?
I would say set that expectation in the beginning, you know, kind of like we were talking about earlier. Like, hey guys, you know, we want to play every week, every Thursday. You know, coordinate with your families like how you can. Like, for us, it's perfect because, you know, that Thursday night is one of my guys' nights away from the kids. And then his wife gets Tuesday night. You know, one of the guys, he stays at work a little bit late that day and then just comes straight over from work. But, you know, we've been together for a long time now, but I would definitely say, like, just setting that expectation, like, hey, we want to play every week, want to play every other week, and then, you know, just be communicative, as I guess everything is in D&D.
Yeah, I think too, like you said, yeah, setting up the expectation, even be specific about, like, okay, so if you're going to join this game, or I'm starting this game, it's going to be every single Thursday night except for like major holidays. Mm-hmm. It's going to start at 7 and we're going to end at 10:30 every single night. Mm-hmm. Does that work for you on a weekly basis? And so they know what they're getting into. Like, if they think it's going to be a 3-hour game and you're like, no, we played 5 hours, we played a midnight, man, then that's going to cause problems, and you could have fixed that early on. Also, too, I find it's really helpful not to make you, the DM, the hub of communication, in that fact that you're trying to coordinate schedules with everyone else, so they're all texting you but not talking to each other. So I recommend like getting something like Slack or GroupMe, which is really great, and put everyone in that, so that if someone's like, hey, I will be a half an hour late on Thursday, or I can't make it this Thursday, everyone knows and they're like, oh, okay, no problem. But if someone was like, okay, I've got this thing at work, it's like a party, it's not required, but like it's kind of required, and I should go to it, and then you see like two other people saying, hey, I'm not sure if I can make it, and another person saying, I can't make it, and then you're like, okay, I should just let him know, and now I know that we'll just be off this week because that's, you know, 3/5 of the party. And so that kind of, that decentralization really helps with the communication, I think. And then also just let them know, like, what you plan to do when someone can't make it. Like, if two people can't make it, we'll still play if it, out of 5 or 6. But if it's more than three, if 3 or more, we'll cancel. If you're the only person who's not there, narratively, you are still there. Combat wise, you are not there. You do not get a turn in combat, so the rest of the party can feel that that lack. You can also make fun, have fun with it. I know that you, Cameron, post game do like MVP awards and that kind of thing, and give out like special dice and stuff. You could even be like, hey, if you're the first one here tonight, doors open at 6:30 for the 7 o'clock game.
Right.
You're the first person here, you get advantage. You bring something to drink or eat too.
Yep.
You also get a luck point to start the game. Just saying, open to everybody. You know, if you're the last one here, your first roll is a disadvantage. You know.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, some of your people are coming straight from work, and other people have kids, and like da da da. Like, yeah, don't penalize them for just their life. But if you're like, you're all in college, or like just, you know, have lots of free time, and people are just late because they're just late, then maybe that could be fun. But I've never tried that, but now I'm thinking about it.
Don't set yourself up for failure though, because like if you know that, you know, if you got a buddy who's super into D&D and you know you want to start this campaign, and you know that like he's not going to be a reliable person to be there every week, then just know that starting there, and don't expect him to be there every week. You know, have an easy like pop in where you can take over his character, like Jason said. You know, maybe they just are really shooting like a Pokeball, like he's released, like maybe like one of the people in his companion has like ownership of, I don't know, however you want to do it. But and also utilizing the forms like on D&D Beyond, like when you're making your group, that for me was a huge deal, because basically it's like you post a job list, not like a job listing, but like a wanted ad. And then, you know, you say like what edition you're playing, how often you want to play, with the day, the time. And hey, if this works for you, great, let's try it out. If it doesn't work for you, then that's fine too. Then there's more groups out there.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the key thing is really it's best to start off with a consistency, like a schedule. Mm-hmm. Like this will be this day, this time, every week or every 2 weeks, instead of, okay, we played tonight, you know, what time should we get together next week, or what day works for everyone? It kind of makes things a little bit more confusing. The other thing is too, I think, is it's sometimes a lot easier to trap people into an answer when they're there. And so instead of texting everybody the day after your D&D session to be like, yeah, is everybody good for next week, or however you do it, when you end, before everyone leaves, just have everyone pull out their phones and check their calendars to kind of verify or confirm if they have a vacation coming up, or if they have an appointment, because everyone's in the same room. You can do it in like 3.5 minutes and then you're done and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's really good. Cause there are some times where I have things in my calendar that I forgot existed until I looked at my calendar. I'm like, oh yeah, I am not in the state that day. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it until you asked me. So yeah, getting them to look at their phones then is awesome. Another thing too you could do, especially if it's a brand new group, especially like all new people, where they're like, yeah, I've been hearing about D&D and I wanted to play, right? So that they don't understand the commitment or whatever. Don't start a campaign, do a one shot. In fact, if you're having trouble consistently with all the schedules aligning and you feel like, well, I think these two people are going to actually drop out, but then like there's this other guy who wants to bring his friend who might be really great, I don't know, and that normal group is not yet solidified, do a couple weeks of D&D, especially for brand new players, to give them a different variety of play styles and settings and kinds of adventures. And then when that group locks in, or they particularly enjoy one of the one shots, that became episode one or session one of your new campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you got them and now they're really involved in the story. And if they end the session with a bunch of questions and saying, well, hey, can we play this next week too? There's your campaign.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, even just letting people, like if they're brand new, like, hey, just this is what time we're playing, come sit and hang out.
Yep.
And then if they hang out and they like it and the schedule works, then they can join in. Or if there's that one person that like is really, their schedule is just all over the place because of their work or whatever, like maybe they're just the NPCs in your campaign whenever they're able to show up, right? You just tell them, like, you know, they sit next to you and you give them the character cards like you have, Cameron, and you're like, okay, you're going to be all of the people in combat tonight. You're going to be this NPC. Here's the information you need to know. And they can still engage, they can still have fun, but they're not necessarily invested in the story or hurting the party in the same way if they're not there for that extra help during combat or some of those scenarios.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. Do you guys have any final words of advice for people that are feeling challenged or have challenges playing D&D to finish out this episode with?
At the end of the day, it's all a game. Here to have fun and enjoy
each other's company. It's just a game.
Game.
It's so easy to forget that.
Yeah. And it's, you put your heart and soul into it. And you know what? If your players didn't act the way you expected them to, or, you know, didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, then that's okay. That's totally fine.
Yeah. And I would say, too, just, I mean, kind of more meta, not a piece of advice, but if you have watched or listened to this episode and hoping we would answer a specific question and we didn't, please reach out to either the compendium on Instagram, send a message. You can send a message to me at Critical Dice on Instagram. We check all of those messages and just say, hey, I listened to the episode. What about this? And maybe we can give you advice right then or there, or maybe we'll end up doing a second episode of this a few months down the line and have Cameron come back or some other guest and do some more of these. But reach out to the DMs who have come before you. We all stand on the shoulders of giants, the men and women who have learned the skills before us in ancient editions, and we need to learn from them. So,
absolutely.
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.